Well, we're into hour number two on this Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, off-year election. And look at him right there, the great Gavin McGinnis. Talk about an icon of the modern liberator, a modern Thomas Jefferson in the flesh. Find all of his censored material at censored.tv and Gavin_McInnes on the Mighty X. We're going to go to him in about 5 minutes when we join a bunch of stations, 400-plus radio stations and TV stations at 6 after. But now, let me hit this. This is a major referendum on Islamic lunatics taking over the country, like Mamdani and Omar Fetta. All the clips of him saying, I only care about Somalia. I'm going to send money to Somalia, waving his flag. I mean, give me a break. And then you've got Ilhan Omar's family, the ruling dictators of the country, slavers before that. Slavery's still legal there. It's piracy and slavery are the two. You know, the two-crop economy they've got there. She lectures us in the West about slavery when it was the England that ended slavery in the West and ended it around the world. I mean, it's just crazy. Well, here he is in a new clip. Plans to alert illegals before ICE raids in Minnesota if he becomes the new mayor, which he's slated to be. And here he is staring off into the sunset, wondering how he's going to move around more taxpayer funds to benefit himself. And yeah, the level of fraud by Somali lawmakers is the highest I've ever seen all over the country. I mean, they are just... Well, I mean, they sell black people into slavery. That's their specialty. So, I mean, what do you expect? And then we'll back-to-back, Gavin McGinnis, Patrick Bateman. I mean, I'm sorry, you judge a book by its cover. He just looks evil. I mean, doesn't this guy just look like a creepy dude? I mean, you're not going to have him babysit your kids. Same thing here. It's not just because he's black. No, even more evil. This guy would be like, you know, the ace of clubs of evil looking, the ace of spades evil looking is Patrick Bateman 2.0, Gavin Newsom. There is nothing I dislike more than a politician who sits there and lies to you. Ha, 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 that's funny. And then look at the transformation as Satan actually entered his body sometime between 2018 and 2025. Here are those clips back to back.
Have a better communication between the mayor and the chief, and also the city council member, so that whenever we know something's coming down the pike, that city council is alerted immediately, because they're the connection point to community and they can articulate that and disseminate that information to folks. I think that's really important.
Attack eyes.
Nothing I dislike more than the politician that sits there and lies to you. And we all just sit there rolling our eyes, going, give me a break.
101 consecutive months of net job growth, California. We're not debating deficits anymore. We now are debating the sizes of surpluses.
California's projected deficit, $12 billion. California leads
There's
the nation.
134,000 human beings out on the streets and sidewalks.
187,000 homeless in California. But bigger than that is you can compare photos of him. And I've noticed this without... I've never seen anybody point this out. I've thought about it. He didn't look demon-possessed 10 years ago. He was super evil. But look at the difference. And he looks like this all the time. We're not taking selective images here. He looks like the Joker was mixed with Satan and then was mixed with Jeffrey Dahmer or something. And you just get, I mean, look at that. I mean, doesn't your skin crawl just looking at that guy? I mean, seriously, you can judge a book by its cover, actually, folks. That's why Trump said the deepest thing he ever did was become shallow. No, your first instinct, your first intuition is right. I mean, look at this guy. And then his actions are incredibly evil. Look at these people. Just look at them. Unbelievable. All right. Gavin McGinnis joins us for the rest of the hour on the other side of this break. We're going to talk about Mamdani. We're going to talk about Trump and all the different developments on that front. We're going to talk about the attacks on Tucker Carlson saying he's the return of Hitler and the neocons trying to take over the Republican Party. I know Gavin's pro-Israel. I guess I'm pro-Israel, too. I mean, I'm not against Israel existing, but I don't like what Netanyahu's up to. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at all the other big developments in the world and look at future trends with the great Gavin McGinnis straight ahead. You're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds now.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Bateman talk.
I don't know, but
I mean, people say that you are like American Psycho.
Jesus, yeah. Like I said, new scum. I mean,
but even your friends.
I coined that. I take credit.
I'm going to reevaluate my guest list. I mean,
yep, I nailed it. New scum's not strong enough. Patrick Bateman, reborn in the flesh. That's right. Gab McGinnis joins us now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
To cover Election Day 2025. But first, this just broke. And I predicted this 2 weeks ago. I have Transportation Department sources, I have TSA sources, and I have FAA sources. And I got contacted by 2 of them, so I called the other one. And they said, listen, TSA hadn't been paid in weeks. This was weeks ago. They already got rid of the IT in many areas. Everything's breaking. They said a whole bunch of airports like Newark are almost shut down anyways because of the old equipment. And TSA doesn't have the money. They've been working for weeks and weeks. Now it's over a month without pay. They don't have money for gas. They don't have money for childcare. So they can't come in. So now you have 3, 4, 5, 6 hour lines. You have on average 3, 4 hour delays everywhere. Airports shut down for 6 hours, 10 hours. Now Department of Transportation might be forced to shut down some airspace next week. So they're talking about completely shutting down because if it gets so dangerous, and that's the call of the air traffic controllers, because they don't have enough people, and then it stacks up. You know, if one airport has a problem, it moves on to the next. It's a cascade. They're already having more accidents, planes colliding on the runway. Here is a clip of the transportation secretary about how the Democrat Party terrorism holding up this spending legislation, which is their legislation, has caused this. We'll talk about this first with Gavin McGinnis right now. Here's the clip.
The controllers got 90% of one payment, 80 to 90% of one payment. They missed the second paycheck. On Thursday, they get an email pay stub that'll show what their next payment is going to be. So this Thursday, they'll get an email that shows that their pay stub is a big fat zero. Many of the controllers said, a lot of us can navigate missing one paycheck. Not everybody, but a lot of us can. None of us can manage missing 2 paychecks. So if you bring us to a week from today, Democrats, you will see mass chaos. You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations, and you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it because we don't have the air traffic controllers.
All the polls show that over 70% of Americans blame the Democrats. I can't believe 25% are so dumb they don't. This has never been done. Longest shutdown in history. A total shutdown on top of it. The others were partial. If this continues, you will have jets collide in the air, or they're just going to shut down the airspace. You have EBT shut down since Saturday. They're hoping for unrest and calling it leverage. You've got Fetterman coming out against him, Mnuchin coming out against him. This shows the total desperation of the Democrats to do this. And the fact that they would still do it, even though it digs their hole deeper, shows this is literally them trying to claw us into their political black hole. That's my view. Gavin McGinnis, let's talk about that first and then get into New York, the big referendum on, again, the Democratic Party committing suicide in live time. Gavin.
Well, this is what the Democratic Party does. They open the borders. Biden let in 12 million. That's as many as Ellis Island. And he did it knowing full well it would destroy the country, but probably get the Dems more votes. Look at Nancy Pelosi, AOC. All of these people are happy to destroy America, let it burn like they did with the BLM and Antifa riots, if it gives them 1% advantage. So, yes, let's destroy the economy, because that's what killing the airline industry will do. Let's destroy the economy so that 25% who think it's the Republicans can hate the Republicans more. That's what they're about, division and destruction.
So how does Trump respond to this?
Can we just privatize all of this crap? I mean, DEI has totally infected the TSA. I don't know about air traffic controllers, but it seems like things are getting worse over there. The government has no reason to be involved with this. I was just on a flight the other day. This woman who was doing the, you know, the checking the bags on the little X-ray machine, she was so scared of getting it wrong, she just flagged every single bag. So now we're all standing there in this mob. It's like we're in the third world waiting to discuss what's in our bags. No one had water in their bag or anything they're not supposed to have. It was just incompetence. So if anything, if there's a lesson from this, it's privatize. Privatize everything you possibly can and start with the airport.
Well, that's definitely going to come out of this. I flew recently and I brought Rob, our news director, as my camera guy, to be with Tucker. And they pull him out. They make him wait 20 minutes. We're sitting there. We got in there on time, but we were almost late. And then the woman walks over and she goes, "What's this?" And it was a little switching board that you would plug wires in for a live broadcast in case I wanted to into a camera. And she's like, "What's this?" And it's a camera battery. I mean, it's like these people are idiots. Not all of them, but.
And their success rate is terrible. They've been tested time and time again where people are putting in guns to test the TSA and they fail something like 70% of the time. It's a total catastrophe full of boobs. And here's another thing. Why are there so many Muslims checking me? Like, imagine every single terrorist attack involving planes in America was Nazi skinheads, okay? And then you go to the airport and they're skinheads. They're not Nazi skinheads, but they're skinheads. You'd go, why are skinheads remotely involved with any of this? I don't want to take the risk. But you go to Newark, you go to JFK, and there's a woman in a burqa, you know, with a wand, making sure you're safe. I'm like, I'm safe. How do I know you're safe?
I was literally telling the crew before I even said that, pull up the famous images of the Muslims, like grabbing little kids' genitals. It's totally insane.
Dude, I was at JFK not too long ago, and I bought one of those stupid neck pillows. Don't make fun of me. I regret it. And I saw the woman at the cash. As I was walking away, I peered back. She was taking the $20 and putting it in her pocket. Like the absolute third world rejects we have at these airports is downright treacherous. Like, it's dangerous. We're not screening. The airport's a complete mess already before any strikes or lack of paychecks. So the private sector needs to reboot our entire airline industry now.
I want to move on from the shutdown into the elections, first focusing on New York, where you live. But I want to play a clip of Scott Jennings destroying the true moron, David Hogg, who, again, attacked me and said, "Alex Jones says there's bad things in the water like fluoride that make you gay. Well, I want frogs to be gay." Then there are no more frogs, dummy, okay, if the atrazine sterilizes them or makes them trans. But here he is, just a complete idiot, not knowing that this bill was mainly created by Democrats. It passed 13 times under Republicans. The Republicans didn't shut it down under Biden. They've done this, and here's Hogg trying to lie to people and act like the shutdown is Republican. Here it is.
The entire reason the government is not open right now is because Democrats refuse to be complicit in having millions of Americans, including 100,000 in Kentucky, your home state, if I'm remembering correctly, Scott, that rely on ACA that would see their premiums rise several percent.
Which you can deal with separately. It doesn't have to be. Those two things do not go together.
But the way that they're doing this right now, they're combining both.
Voting to support the budget still doesn't if you keeping it closed doesn't fix the ACA. The ACA needs to be reformed. Healthcare needs to be reformed. This is a way
you guys failed at that
question.
Last time. The whole thing was it's repeal and replace. Question. You had a trifecta. You tried this. You failed.
Yeah,
that's
so
not true. They're still in the
so
concept of a plan stage.
No, in terms
they've
of
been in the concept stage since 2008.
But David, you would admit that the ACA was a Democrat legislation, mm-hmm. yes? And you would admit that the subsidies that we're talking about now were passed by Democrats, yes. And you would admit that the sunset provision in the subsidies, which comes up at the end of the year, was in place because of Democrats, yes. Now you want to make it a Republican problem. These are not the same issues. You could open the government today, and then you could negotiate with with Republicans about ACA. So, and by the way, my suspicion is, and you know this, there are probably, and I know there are some House Republicans that would love to negotiate on it. But under duress, under a hostage-taking situation, connecting disconnected issues, and now you're throwing SNAP onto it, you're throwing all the federal workers who aren't being paid onto it, all because of this fight that you wandered into because of your wing of the Democratic Party. You all led to this SNAP crisis. You all led to this crisis of the government being closed, and you don't know how to get out of it.
So let's back this. I want Gavin to take on this, because I've followed Hogg for a long time. He's literally probably has a 70 IQ. He doesn't even know what he's talking about, and he's hearing an educated, really informed professional tell him, and it's like he's hearing Chinese Martian or something. But this is emblematic of the whole Democratic Party and in the West in general. We have all these dumbed down idiots, black, white, Hispanic, they come in all colors. They are super ultra ignorant. They don't know about business, life, family, culture, fistfights, nothing. And they want to just push idiotic talking points. And it really is the coalition of the retarded versus the coalition that is not retarded. How do we deal with these people, Gavin?
They're really not sending their best, are they? Are they? You got Scott Jennings. He got George W. Bush elected 20 years ago. He's been in the game, busting his ass, kicking ass, taking names, versus Grover-armed David Hogg, who pretended to be at a shooting and has been milking that ever since. I mean, are they even trying? Those two, that's not a fair fight. If this was boxing, it would be illegal because Scott Jennings is a heavyweight. And look at this clown. The Democrats are 100% responsible for this. They do it all the time, too. They say, well, why won't you pass this bill? And they add earmark after earmark, literally $2 trillion of extra benefits for them in this
state. That's another question. Why do they send AOC and Kamala Harris and David Hogg? They're literally looking for retards.
It's the best they have. Tell me about a better one. Tell me about anyone on the Democratic Party who has an IQ over 80. It wasn't always like this. They used to be worthy adversaries in the 80s, 90s, early aughts. Now it is an absolute clown festival. I almost feel bad for them. Gavin Newsom, Patrick Bateman, is literally the best they have. He's a compulsive liar. He's from one of the four California families, right? Brown, Newsom, Pelosi, Getty, that run all of California. Long, long history of crime. Long history of lies, as he talks about how he hates liars. And he is the cream of the crop. He's the best they got.
And then every time he's on TV, he has the most bizarre... Wow. Look at this. So he's like a little snake in the Jungle Book where it's like Ka trying to hypnotize you. or in the other Disney movie where it's the same snake, Robin Hood, where he's trying to hypnotize the king. He's your majesty. but getting serious, I asked you like 10 years ago, I said, what is the bottom of the left's insanity? You said there is no bottom. So how long does this free fall go on? Predict what's going to happen here. Big picture, then I want to shift gears into the actual races.
Well, I know a lot of cops who like this Mandani thing because they're all the only people who have guns in New York City are cops. And they go, this is good. It needs to get worse before it gets better. We need it to go Mad Max before people realize that the Republican conservative Giuliani type mayors are the way to go. I hate that philosophy.
But let's be clear, you're not telling him why. He wants to take cops from the gun. He wants to take guns from the cops.
The whole it has to get worse before it gets better is a dumb philosophy. Because I've seen Cape Town. I've seen South Africa. There is no limit to how bad things can get. Rhodesia is now Zimbabwe. That's how bad things can get. They have a $1 trillion bill, like money, currency in Zimbabwe. So there's no limit to how bad things can get. And as Tim Pool was saying yesterday, there's going to be a mass exodus. I guess I'm happy. My property value is going to double. But there'll be a mass exodus. So the next time, there'll be less people to vote against a Mamdani type. Maybe Mamdani himself. So he'll do extra terms like Bloomberg did. It's only going to get exponentially worse as the Republicans and the money people and anyone with a brain leaves not just New York City, but New York State and goes to Texas.
So let's unfold. Let's unfold that. It's not a threat. It's already happening. Hundreds of billions already left. What? Because we know Obama is constantly meeting with Mamdani. You got the Democrat Socialist group, Soros behind him. I mean, we know they want to collapse the country, but they see that's not working. So what is the end game of them wanting a Mamdani or, you know, similarly, Somali pirate crazy man there in Minnesota? What would they like to do? I mean, what is their plan?
Don't overthink it. These are all simpletons, and all of these elections, from the Somali guy to Mamdani to basically all elections from here on in, are going to be tribal. They're going to divide into three groups. Blacks will vote for the black guy, Hispanics will vote for the Hispanic guy, whites will vote for the white guy, and then within whites you'll have Jews and Asians, and within blacks you'll have guys like Mamdani, Indians, Bangladeshis, Arabs. Hispanics will just be Hispanics. But we are drifting in to an idiocracy wherein everything is race-based. Everything is ethnic. Everything is tribal. And they don't care about policies. No, none of these people know what Mamdani's policies are. Free food at grocery stores, free buses, affordable less cops. Like, it's all just made up platitudes. But they don't. That's not why they're voting for him. They're voting for him because they don't like white people, because they like browns. It's all ethnic garbage. And Obama really got us started down this path where you identify yourself by your race. You identify your politics by your race. Everything has to be tribal. And
the anti-Martin Luther King. So you predict Mondami's going to win today?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Curtis Sliwa, I love the guy, but you should have dropped out a week ago. It could be 50%, 52% Cuomo, 43% Mamdani. But now that Cuomo's being split, we have 44% Mamdani. I think Cuomo's down to 35, and then Sliwa has 15. So Sliwa should have given his 15 to Cuomo. I hate Cuomo. We're choosing between vomit and diarrhea here. But I guess I prefer vomit to diarrhea.
I was about to say, Cuomo is arsenic. Mamdani is cyanide.
Yeah, I mean, Cuomo will wreck the city in less time. We've already had Cuomo here. What he killed about 7,000 geriatrics during COVID by refusing Trump's help with that giant hospital ship he brought in that Cuomo refused to acknowledge. He pardons the weather underground. He calls everyone a Proud Boy. That's how he wins races. He accuses everyone else of being Proud Boys. So he's one of the worst politicians ever. But Mamdani beats him.
I'll be honest with the listeners. I think it's good that Mamdani get in a wreck at all. I know you live there and it's terrible. But, I mean, let's just get this out in the open. I think, you know, worse, faster, better.
I don't know, man. I think there's no limit to bad. Look at what Sadiq Khan did to London. You cannot, first of all, there's no white people left in London. It doesn't feel like London anymore. It's all tourists and foreigners. And you have people, like, there's literal beheadings. Like, they're chopping men's heads off.
I mean, we have dozens stabbed today screaming Allah Akbar, and if you point it out, you're arrested.
You know, I was just there for that Tommy Robinson thing, and God bless him, by the way, no charges today. But they have knives. They hide knives in the trees in the parks.
Hide knives in the trees. I've got dozens of videos this weekend where thousands of Muslim men march saying, we'll kill you with butcher knives and machetes. And then if you criticize it, there's literal video police arrest people that have British flags because that makes the Muslims angry.
You know whose fault that is, according to the radical British left? Jeff Bezos, because they bought the knives on Amazon.
I saw that.
And the solution, by the way, is to stop producing pointy knives and only have round-edged knives. Like they care. Those still slit your throat.
As if you can't make a knife. Any moron can make a knife.
Yes, they're not. It's not the most advanced technology. We've had knife technology for a little while now.
Only about 50,000 years.
So I don't want London in New York. We're already halfway there. But, ma'am, Danny has never had a job. He has no idea what he's doing. His political career has been an absolute joke. Introduced 20 bills in 4 years. Three of them got passed. All he cares about is Israel and money. I think America is about to experience a Muslim problem the same way Britain is now.
Well, we already have a Muslim problem. And look, there are a lot of Muslims that are nice that I went to college with, high school, that I liked. But they're, you know, like doctors and lawyers, and they're not... They're not really Orthodox Muslims. They're backsliders. You know, like a Baptist that's secretly drinking Jack Daniels. I mean, no, it's always the hardcore Muslims that lead and control. There's two types of countries, Muslim countries and countries that they're trying to make Muslim countries.
Yep, and they practice taqiyya, which is the art of lying. You're allowed to lie if it's good for jihad. That's what the Somalian dude is doing. That's what Zoran is doing, pretending that he's not anti-cop.
Start over. Your Skype's been, or your Zoom has been great, but it just cut out when you said the art of lying. Repeat all that.
Oh, sorry. Taqiyya. T-A-Q-I-Y-Y-A, I believe. It's the Quran allows you to lie if it furthers jihad. It's safe to lie. And that's what Memdani does. That's what this Somalian candidate does. That's what Sadiq Khan did. They all do that because it's best for jihad. And things are about to get a lot worse. You know, I'm reading this great book by Matt Palumbo called The Heir. And he talks about Alex Soros and giving this $24 billion open society to Uma Abedin, who's closely linked to the Muslim Brotherhood. So, you know, Muslims are only 1% of America right now. They'll probably go up to 2 or 3. But in certain areas like Minnesota, they're going to totally dominate that.
And Michigan.
And this is when things get dangerous.
And Houston is dominated. Well, here's the thing that doesn't know. Uma Abedin came out, used Islamic Mafia from Pakistan, you name it, in Democrat IT for their dirty work. So it's like a fifth column inside the government.
Yes, with no hope of assimilating. Like, people talk about Jewish power all the time and how dangerous it is. My daughter was born at Beth Israel Hospital in Manhattan. She wasn't born at Muhammad Hospital. There are no Muhammad hospitals. And I argue regularly, Hindus assimilate beautifully. You know, Jamaicans play soccer and drink Guinness. Lots of groups have learned to assimilate here. Muslims seem to have a real problem assimilating. They seem to want you to bend to their will rather than they bend to your will.
It's almost like that's what the Quran says, that you will submit.
Yep. And that's what Mamdani supports. And these dummies, these rich college students who've been getting free stuff their whole life and want more, want everyone to get free stuff, are falling for this scam. It's infuriating.
Well, the Islamists admit they have a takeover plan. And when we come back, I want to get into Israel because I understand your perspective. I've never been an enemy of Israel. Israel's a right to exist. Out of the left, Mamdani's getting elected on anti-Israel. So let's just, everybody that's so obsessed with Israel, we can't get, even the right wing now is obsessed with it, the real populist right wing. And I'm like, can we spend 10% of our time on it? But no. I mean, our programming yesterday, we had 10 hours of live, 5 hours was Israel, including my show, because of what the Israel lobby part of it's doing is wrong. I have to criticize it, but then I get aligned with people that I don't want to be aligned with. You can like be upset about what Israel's doing, but not endorse Islamic takeovers. That makes sense?
Yeah, of course. And you can be anti-Netanyahu. I hate Netanyahu. And so do most of the Israelis I know. They blame him for October 7th. He's not popular with the Jewish community.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. And I don't want to spend the whole thing on that, but it's important. We have to look at it. And so much more here today with Gavin McGinnis. Such a smart person. You can find all of his great work. And then the censored stuff that's too hardcore for even the mainstream, internet, censored.tv, censored.tv. We'll be right back. What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is 3 times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with methylene blue. and it works without it. And unlike ultramethylene blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with ultramethylene blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into methylene blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively, limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this. So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, just about 25 minutes ago, when Gavin McGinnis joined us live on air, it was breaking. The Department of Transportation might be forced to shut down some airspace, entire airports next week, said Duffy, because everything is breaking down. Not just not paying the air traffic controllers, but a month of not paying the TSA, a month of not paying IT. The systems are just breaking. All you can do is then shut down flights. Well, this just broke. FAA issues ground stop for all flights in and out of Reagan National Airport due to security issue on a United Airlines flight that landed from Houston, Texas. All passengers have been offloaded and bused to the terminal. And again, a normal security issue wouldn't do this, but when everybody's understaffed, it's falling apart, this happens. So all of these things cascade and build up. United Airlines passengers offboarded as Reagan Airport flights placed on ground stop due to security. So we will continue to track that as it unfolds. Now, I want to get into Israel and the weird, and it is weird because anybody that pays attention even to mainstream news, the universities, but also the internet, you'd say, oh, that's just X, that's just Facebook, that's just TikTok. No, it's on the street. It's when I go to a gas station. It's when I got a repair guy at my house. They could be black, Hispanic, you know, old, young, white. They're like, you know, it really is Israel. They run everything. We just dealt with them and everything would be all right. And I'm like, no, Israel's got some corruption and major problems. This big lobby manipulates us. They want to get us to war with Iran. I've got major issues. But no, I don't think if we sent all the Jews to Mars, that, you know, that would fix all the problems. That said, there's such anti-white, such anti-Christian stuff from the left and others. You can't point at Nick Fuentes and say he's the devil for basically responding to that by behaving the way he does, because he doesn't sound half as hardcore as some leftist who says all Catholics or Christians are the devil and, you know, whites' genetics are inherently evil. I mean, and there's inherent anti-Semitism in the DNA of Europeans. It's all crazy, because the left will tell you Europeans are inherently anti-Semitic, but the Jews are the devil. So how has this become the zeitgeist? How has this become? And I'm fine to cover it. I'm just simply saying it's something where it becomes a black hole, and so many people that have woken up can only seem to focus on that. Then we've got big election news out of New York. I said, how long till we learn they manipulated the ballots at the start of the show? That when we post this later, get me from the first hour. Then when I cover this coming up, put that on the end. I said, watch. This is always going on. Wait till you see this. This is the most naked manipulation I've seen yet, and that's a lot, and this is confirmed. I saw this hours ago, wasn't sure. Now the news has confirmed this. Wait till you see this. I mean, this is bonker town. This is desperation. But getting into this first now with Gavin McGinnis, and I'm not going to play all the clips I played Sunday or yesterday because it would take the whole rest of the interview, but you have Republican congressmen saying Tucker is the new Hitler as the number one threat to Jews in America. He's just anti-war, folks, and Netanyahu tried to bully him and attack him when he was against the Iran thing. Tucker's pro-Israel. I mean, I have dinner with him. I've known him for 14, 15 years. He's worried about all this. He said it on air. But he platforms Nick Fuentes, so he's now Hitler. He interrogated Nick on a bunch of stuff. It was a good interview. So now, you know, go ahead and get the clip of the Congress. It's only a minute and a half long. But he said it at AIPAC last week. Well, the real problem in anti-Semitism is the right wing, and we're not going to let them take over. But this is this particular Likudnik arm is the neocons allied with Dick Cheney and others, literally trying to have the old Republican Party, the warmongering blue bloods, take over by saying if you don't, you're anti-Semitic. This is what's happening. Red alert: Netanyahu, AIPAC are attempting a hostile takeover of the Republican Party and President Trump's America First agenda, and we've got, you know, them saying, oh, he's a fox in the hen house, neutralize him. You've got Mark Levin saying, I don't care how big your audience is, we got the power, watch what happens to you. So people are saying they killed Charlie Kirk. I didn't see any evidence of that, but now, boy, this is really adding weight to it. Trump escalates, you know, demands for 2020 election investigation. We'll be getting into that. We've got Shapiro says Israel first, conservatives own America and will not allow Nick Fuentes to put America first. This is our country. This is our party. This is our conservative movement. He had billions behind him from big Christian Zionists. That's all fallen apart. Shapiro's a joke. He is literally declaring who can be on air, who can't. Remember, he was a never-Trumper. Meanwhile, AFD candidates continue to mysteriously die. It's over 30 of them whenever they're about to win elections. So this goes to political violence. Then we have the political violence alert. Republican Congressman Randy Fine, we'll play it in a moment, says that Tucker Carlson is the number one threat to Jews and the new Hitler. Here it is from a Mediaite saying the same thing. We have the clip. I said, I stand with the great Tucker Carlson against the totalitarian censorship mafia. And people go, oh, so now you're for anti-Semitism. What? I'm for free speech. If you can take people's speech, which the Republicans have introduced legislation to do, along with Democrats, in the name of fighting anti-Semitism, nobody's speech is safe. So you're friends with Tucker, myself, and Nick. You debate Nick. You say you think Nick is wrong about a lot of stuff, but you can still be friends because that's what these debates are about. I want to go to you and give you the floor on this and talk about this, but this is really dangerous. Here's a clip of the Republican member of Congress out of Florida literally saying that the number one threat to Jews is Tucker Carlson. Could they have picked a worse poster child who's more popular to do this? Here is Congressman Randy Fine.
But I'm here for the kids down here, because it's easy to talk about anti-Semitism on the left. I want to talk about the dark force rising on our side. Multiple speakers have talked about the rise of anti-Semitism on the right. But it is not enough to speak in platitudes or generalities about the fight. We must call evil by its name. 5 years ago, If I was talking to my father, who's watching, hi, Dad. If I was talking to my father at 8:59 p.m. at night, he would say, Randy, I got to go. Tucker Carlson's going to be on. But make no mistake, today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern-day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake, Tucker is not MAGA. Tucker's fall from grace has been one of the most extraordinary implosions in political history. And the rapidity of it has created real challenges for us all. Because our friends don't have our shared experience. I even deal with this with my colleagues in the House. See, they remember the Tucker of 5 years ago. They don't live with anti-Semitism every day. They don't think about it the way that we do. And it's jarring for them to try to understand, how did this person become who he is today? But the challenge is he's inspired a movement of hate in our midst. And I'm not done calling people out.
So what I noticed, Gavin, I'll turn it over to you. I wanted to preface that, though, and set it up for you. I want to show the evidence. Whether it's the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times together attacking Tucker and saying he's the new Hitler, or whether it's AIPAC, or whether it is Mark Levin, or whether it is Josh Hammer basically calling for his death, or whether it is any of these people, Ben Shapiro, they will not show a quote. They will not show a statement. And that's always the telltale sign. If I'm saying Gavin Newsom did something or Ilhan Omar did something, I show it. Where's the beef? When you're saying somebody's Hitler, where's the beef? You've known Tucker forever. Kind of a libertarian, really liberal, but pro-war, woke up 15 years ago, apologized to me personally on air. You know him well. You were one of the first backers of Trump. So was I. He was not. But he came along way before the neocons and supported Trump. Do you agree with me that this is an attempt by the old Republican Party neocons is branding it as, you know, pro-Israel now to try to retake over the Republican Party? What do you think?
We are being sabotaged. I'm back on Twitter now after a 7-year gulag, and I was saying that the thing that annoys me about the left is they have this Facebook MSNBC bubble, and I know that sounds old, but these people are old, and they put something in the bubble. They can curate it just like a museum, and they go, all right, Trump is going to go for 3 terms, and he's going to take away your Social Security, so have a No Kings rally defying those things, which aren't even true. And so they have this massive rally, and it's frustrating. But we are the same. Someone has decided to curate our bubble and say, drive a wedge from right to right about Israel, anti-Semitism, use Nick Fuentes and their hero, Tucker Carlson, and make that separate the right. And we are all falling for it. It drives me nuts. It's okay to disagree with Fuentes. It's okay to have problems with Israel. Israelis have a million problems with Israel. You're not an anti-Semite if you're curious. Yes, Nick Fuentes is anti-Semitic. That's why I debated him a couple weeks ago. It's on my site, censor.tv. We got along great because we were not allowing people to drive a wedge between us. We argue about things. Tucker Carlson, I've known him for a quarter of a century. If anything defines Tucker Carlson, it's his curiosity. He's a curious person. He would have Idi Amin on his show. Why not? You want to talk to these people. You want to talk to Stalin. Wouldn't you like to have Stalin or Mao on your show?
100%.
I'm not equating Fuentes to Mao, but the history of this country.
Well, Fuentes did endorse Stalin, so I, you know.
Yes. Which I yell at him for. You know, the history of this country is the whole American Revolution happened because right and left were arguing so much we got smarter and kicked the British out. We have Gore Vidal debating William F. Buckley. That's what we do at the tavern with beers. We're arguing with each other. That's American in a nutshell. And I get that the left is going to be easily curated and go off on their no king's tangents, but I'm so frustrated by our own side who allows the New York Times paints Nick Fuentes, as Dinesh D'Souza says, like James Dean, and they do it to drive us nuts, and we keep taking the bait. Don't take the bait. We can disagree with each other and focus on the fact that we're unified in that we want more freedom, more private sector, stronger borders, less war, no globalism. Like, we're all basically on the same page.
No, you, I mean, you're totally nailing it. And just to interject this real quick, I am the person that engineered the Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes thing. He was really pissed when he was talking about his dad. Tucker called me and said, is this guy good or bad? I said, I think he means well. I think, you know, you should talk to him. You should just have him on and just neutralize the situation. So they went and talked and then had dinner and then did it. I had no idea that this would then blow up into all of this. I was trying to do the opposite thing here. But again, it is the right wing version of the ADL that ran in to be drama queens, made the interview go from viral to ultra viral. And then they're saying any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic, which is central casting, adding to the wedge, adding to all of this. And I'm saying cover Israel all you want, but it's literally sucking all the air out of the room. I cover communist China and the comments are like, why cover up for Israel? It's like it becomes all people can talk about. And here we are talking about it to even respond to this. But you've been a trailblazer. I've been a trailblazer. We wouldn't have Trump if it wasn't for us. That's recognized. It's why they've targeted you, your movement, me for prison destruction. And I've had talks with, you know, Fuentes off air and on air, and I've said, listen, the Democrats are making you know, this poster child and saying how great you are and pushing you, and the Young Turks are, because they want to drive this wedge. You know, once they get in, they're going to put you in prison. I said, the Republicans aren't going to put you in prison. The Democrats are cancer, buddy. And I've said it on air and off, and I said, you just really need to think long game here, okay? And that's all I've said. And I'm like, you know, okay, yeah, a bunch of rich Jews did put Trump over the top. So did all of us, because he's better. You cannot throw babies out with the bathwater, and you cannot monolithically say Israel is just one big thing, because it's not. And he started, because he gets this, people come to his house to kill him. Where were the Democrats when that happened, you know, 10 months ago? They weren't defending him. I was. So I'm just saying, think second, third, fourth order, and I think Nick is smart enough to do it. So give, I know he respects you. He says he loves you. I do too. Talk to Nick right now. I mean, how do we thread the needle here?
Well, I think Nick is coming around. I mean, the whole concept of Israel and us donating money to them, and even the whole concept of Jewish disproportionate representation in media and all that other stuff, it's a very nuanced and interesting conversation, and everyone treats it like it's black and white, sort of like the abortion debate. I mean, people do not allow for any kind of nuance in this very tough philosophical discussion about when life begins. We tend to infantilize and trivialize all these very complex subjects. But I think the big takeaway with Nick is ignore the youth at your own peril. We are all acting like school marms right now. And when you do that and you turn someone into a pariah, young people go, well, that's cool. He's Sid Vicious. I like that. So just calm down and stop being such an uptight.
I was about to say, doesn't AIPAC know by attacking Tucker? I mean, because I could do this in edgelord, and Tucker's not been doing it. You know, Nick's always been doing it, so he's not edgelording, but everybody else is. This is who he is, but exactly. Don't they know by attacking them and saying they need to die that turns them into the ultimate Sid Vicious?
And your movement is nothing without young people. So at the very least, lend them an ear and see what they're doing. I mean, a lot of Nick's most hyperbolic quotes are obviously the way we talk in bars. He's obviously being hyperbolic when he says we have to deport all the small hats and all the pejits and all that stuff. It's obviously colorful talk, which we all do. It makes your show interesting. But to just write him off as baby Hitler and then say Tucker's lost his mind, he's not MAGA, write him off. That is exactly what the left is going for. And we're the mature ones in the room. We're the ones who laugh and say, oh, touche, and we can handle your debate. All of this pariah making is what ostracizes young people.
And let's be clear, Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin get up and say, oh, your shows, you're nothing. They know we're all bigger than them. They know despite all their funding that they're the old neocon emblematic of Dick Cheney's death. They're over. And so they just hope to get in a fight with us and do this to make themselves pertinent or, you know, to have some type of meaning still.
Mark Levin is a very smart dude. He's a great writer. Go ask a 20-year-old who Mark Levin is. Go ask a politically active, politically curious person who Mark Levin is. They have no idea. So can we stop poo-pooing?
But you do. People? You've launched major, major movements that the Republicans and Democrats have picked up in the youth. You understand youth. I'm always forever young. I always want to learn the newest thing. I'm fascinated with youth because I'm forever young. And that's why I have Nick Fuentes on, because I've got a magnifying glass on that. And exactly, these guys like Mark Levin and their bubbles, they don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea.
Yeah. No, ignore the youth at your own peril. What I always say to Nick is, I'm like, you're basic. You sound like a Jew right now, Nick, because what do Jews do? They pore over the Talmud. They pore over the Torah. They criticize themselves. They say, oy vey, we're bad for society. They overanalyze every move they ever make. That's a very Jewish thing. He sounds like the rabbis I know when he talks about.
There's two groups. There's the people obsessed with Israel and the Jews in general that are obsessed with. It's like, and I'm not against the Jews and I'm going to be not get the Nazis reformed over here. But exactly, it's like, can you understand that I'm not obsessed with you, and you give me a headache?
Yeah, I was saying that on Tim Pool's show yesterday. Like Mike Cernovich said, I'm happy to talk about the Jews, but can we reduce it to like an hour a week? Because
I'm gonna talk to Harrison today, not to tell him to stop. He was like 2 hours yesterday. I was 3 hours. I was gonna say we just need to have the Jew hour every day, because I mean seriously, it is like, we're not talking about genetic engineering, AI, China. We're not talking about, you know, this giant alien spacecraft they say is coming. I mean, we're just literally, it's a form of worship of the Jews to hate them as well.
Dude, Trump is taking the drug war to the cartels. We've got 200 opioid overdoses a day. We're learning that the cartels are in bed in our government. They're paying off all these ports around the world, shipping fentanyl. It's a declaration of war that totally dwarfs the
and
Gulf
when you
the
say that, they're going to come in on X. Oh, look at Gabin covering for Jews. No, retards. You don't have depth. You don't have context. You haven't been around 30-plus years like Ab McGinnis and Alex Jones. I'm sorry. You're young. You got perspective with what you see. But literally, there is more in the universe than the Jews.
Stop using it as a crutch. You sound like these black dudes who blame white people for your problems. Jews are not in your sandwich. It's not a Jew's fault if it rains on your birthday. Yes, they get $4 billion. How much do we spend on black crime? How much do we spend on the opioid epidemic? How much is China destroying our dollar?
We spend $100 billion on illegal aliens for SNAP alone, $300 billion on everything else on them, healthcare. We've spent $300 billion to Ukraine. And again, that's what I'm saying. Look, like, I'm like, look, Gaza, okay, there is some killing innocent people. I'm against it. Netanyahu stood down, yada, yada. I did it the first day. I was first got to say it. The point is that you got 1 million-plus dead in Ukraine. It could end the world. And every time I focus on Ukraine, I see the comments. Why are you covering up for Israel and Gaza? It ain't the only thing, dumbasses.
Right. And the Dems are the ones who planted this stake in our heart. They're the ones who put the coins on the train tracks. They're the ones who are derailing our conversations. And we're falling for it. Yes, we'll have the Jewish hour once a week. I promise I'm not hiding. But I've got some other fish to fry, like the global war going on against us. Like Pearl Harbor was what, 3,000 people? We're getting 200 a day with these opioids. The fentanyl's pouring through our borders. China's destroying our dollar. We have a Muslim takeover in the Western world. Europe is all but gone. DEI alone, all of these stupid scams where it has to be a Native American run business. James O'Keefe just exposed tens of billions of dollars being flushed down the toilet in DEI scams with contractors.
The EPA stole $200 billion the last year with Biden, $92 billion when Trump was president-elect, stolen out of the Department of Energy. So great, Israel gets $4 billion. Fine, cut it off. Can we spend some time on the $92 billion in the Department of Energy? Much of it, no paperwork? No, we can't.
No, because if we're discussing James O'Keefe, then we're exposing the DNC and we're losing them votes. So they're not
All the Democrat, and I knew this months ago, but all of the Democrat shows on YouTube that are boosted and pushed, not just the Young Turks, they are all suddenly playing clips of me out of context. They're suddenly all so happy, and they're pushing total MAGA civil war over Israel. It's 100% their tactic.
don't fall for it. It's a small country that gets a bit of money, and it's definitely worth discussing. Israel has big problems with Netanyahu. They're not a monolith. There's infinite nuance within that group. The ones you hate are probably atheists anyway. The ones you're bitching about are probably what I call ginos.
Well, look, Soros, a Jew that helped Hitler, is literally, and his evil son is quarterbacking all this. So
Soros' dad was an atheist. Soros was an atheist. Soros' son is in love with Uma Abedin, and he's giving all $24 billion to her.
Soros, and that's the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood. Remember, Al Gore said, we need an Arab Spring in America. Remember that?
Yep.
Guys, go to X, type in Al Gore, we need an Arab Spring, like 14 years ago. Remember that? But yep. So you're just too smart, Gavin. So the problem is we're trying, the general audience, because for some people out there that have just kind of woken up, all they know is the Jewish thing. So to them, it's all got to be that. You see what I'm saying?
It's a crutch. And if you're using a crutch, you're not genuinely curious. You're not really in this to save the Western world. I want to save the Western world. I want more American families. I want people to get married and have kids and go to church. I want people to practice free speech. I want people to own guns. I want everything.
Hey, Gavin, you're on fire. Can you do like 10 more minutes or you got to go?
I got to go. I'm live in 5 minutes.
Darn it.
On censor.tv.
Well, I wanted to show you the ballot in New York. All right, come back again.
Oh, yeah. Zoran's on it twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But it's worse than that. But wait, exactly. All right. I said, wait till we see the ballot. Well, we got it. Censored TV, censored.tv. Gavin, amazing interview. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
I totally agree with him. That's what I stand for. And man, I haven't gotten this Jewish money yet. So all I get's the ADL calling for my arrest and whatever. All right, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even plug last hour. I didn't plug this hour. We won't be here if I don't plug. The products are insanely good. If you really want the hardcore truth and people that don't back down, this is it. We have the very best supplements in the world, and we have the biggest sale yet at thealexjonesstore.com. 30 days of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on top of all other huge sales while supplies last. Here's what's on sale now. Ultramethylene Red, about to sell out. All supplements, all shirts, hats, and hoodies. Plus, 50% off at any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel any time. Never run out, even when it sells out for everyone else. Cancel any time. Also, Alex Jones Signature Blades, new badass knives in right now. Limited edition, selling out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades while supplies last. And a VIP membership for $30 a month. Cancel any time. Gets you $40 to spend in the store instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Be the number one way to keep us on the air. Plus, 80% reorder rate on all supplements. They really work. Thanks for your support. Hour number three, your calls and more straight ahead. Now, I'm backed by you, the listeners and viewers, and we're in major legal battles, trying to shut us down, ongoing, set up the new network, all of it. When you go to thealexjonesstore.com, I don't own that. That's our sponsor that funds InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network. It is critical to buy the products there. Plus, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works. We're about to sell out probably today in the Ultra Methylene Red, first run that complements the Methylene Blue. It is an incredible formula, so good for you. Takes about an hour to kick in. The Methylene Blue takes about 30 minutes. It is not a stimulant, but it feels like one. This is so clean. The clarity is so amazing. Both these products are insanely good. Take advantage of the sale right now. Sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and get your future order at 50% off, including your first order, even though it's about to sell out. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega deals, but each deal only runs for a few days. 30 straight days of freedom-fighting discounts that are absolutely empowering your body, your focus, your clarity, your health, and our operation. All you got to do is take action and try them. We have an 80%+ reorder on things like Methylene Blue. Nobody has that. That's how good these work. Right now, get 25% off site-wide on top of all of the other big sales. That's every supplement like Ultramethylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, and hoodie, / 25% off while supplies last. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment, midnight tonight, noon tomorrow. Nobody knows because it's all about how fast the sales come in. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
There is a disturbance in the Force. I feel the presence of an invader.
That's right, Vader. I'm taking this Methylene Red to make it available for everyone at thealexjonesstore.com.
No! receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.